Support for WMPG comes from listeners and from Portland Ovations presenting banjoist Tony Trischka on Saturday, April 6th at Hannaford Hall on the Portland campus of USM. Tony Trischka and friends will perform this multimedia concert, which includes the film Give Me the Banjo, chronicling America's quintessential instrument from its African roots into the 21st century. More information is online at portlandovations.org.
Guess what? This show is also on the air. Thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company, locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years. Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone 774-2219. Welcome, my friends, to Local Motives. All right, like we said, Josh, welcome to Local Motives.
Welcome to Local Motives, Michelle. How are you?
It's so fun to have both of us here together as one united unit.
I know, I usually just lurk in the back when you're here.
And I lurk at home while you're on the air listening.
But it's a special night. That's why we're both here.
We are. It is a very special night. It's our Begathon here for WMPG and Local Motives, and that is the moment when... But aside from the great music that you're going to hear tonight, we are going to continue to beg for your dollars to keep these kinds of programs on the airwaves and in your living rooms and cars and wherever else you listen, maybe on the computer.
That's right.
I know of some people listening.
A lot of people listen on the computer.
That's how my West Coasters are listening.
You know, they at this show anyway, they can go on the website and download them later on, too.
I know, that is true. For all you Local Motive fans, did you know the hard work that Josh does? He puts every show online. You can listen again and again and again to some of the great, great shows that have been on this very radio station tonight.
Have them for your very own.
Yeah, you can. Take them home. Listen. And tonight, special guests in the house, laughing right now as we speak in the other studio, getting ready to sweat their brains out. We've got Shanna Underwood and her trio.
You can't hear anything.
It's a beautiful thing. You don't need to hear us yet.
We didn't know. Are we on?
We hear you. Oh, yeah, you're on. You guys are sweating your brains out.
I'm sorry? We really can't hear.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we'll work on that for a minute.
Well, yeah, we hear them, so... Who you hear that doesn't hear us is Shanna Underwood. Her trio is in there, and they are going to rock our socks off tonight with a little bluegrass infusion. They've been writing up a storm. They've got a new album on the rise. They're going to go into the studios next week and start that second album. They have their first album that's practically gone. There are 20 CDs left. Shanna made like 500 of them once upon a time, not long ago,
and there's
20 CDs left on CD Baby. Of course, you can always digitally download the whole album on iTunes. Check out this band. Check out her website. They're doing great things, and the music is phenomenal, and the best part of this group is that they are playing all over town right now. They are in a playing frenzy, but tonight... intimately, right here at WMPG. I want to give it up. Everybody, say hello, our great band. We have Shanna Underwood on the guitar. And who else do we got back there with you tonight?
We have Keith Richards lookalike named Drew Wyman back here on the stand-up bass.
He really does look a lot, and he's
this
tall.
This is the joke in the neighborhood. If Keith Richards were really good-looking, his name would be Drew Wyman.
I don't know. Keith had his moments in his early days, man.
This is half the fun of playing music is getting to surround myself by painfully handsome men who are also incredibly talented.
So that's why you like the old-fashioned one mic, so you can all get real close. I see how it is.
That's right. Did everyone take a shower? So.
I took one on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So we have got two incredible cellos, but one's really huge.
Right.
Of course, Keith Richards.
We've got the giant cello, right?
He's got the giant.
And then we have the small fiddle.
Small fiddle.
Which Devin Colella is playing. Yeah.
Oh, Colella.
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 Devin Colella on the cellella.
On the cellella. And the trio, of course, make up Shanna Underwood's band.
Yes.
She is the woman behind the madness.
That's right.
So what do you got in store for us tonight?
We're going to do a couple of songs that are going to go on the new record. My last record, Field Notes from a Caravan, I recorded in Nashville over a series of a few years while I was traveling. I would come in and record and then go off to Asia or whatever and then come back and record. But while I was making that record, I was making the decision that the next record I wanted to do in Maine, and I wanted it to do it with Maine musicians. So I'm trying to rope all of my old Maine musician friends into this record, but we're gonna do a couple songs that are gonna go on that.
Oh, I love it. Our global woman is acting locally.
This place, I tell you,
it's a beautiful place. Well, then, my friends out there, attune your ears right now to the fabulous music that is gonna come from these airways. Give it up for Shanna Underwood.
All right, thanks. We're gonna do the title track from the new record. It's gonna be called Wandering.
Miles, a suitcase in denial. Bring me any closer to someone I don't know. It's midnight on the airplane and four out on the runway. I'm already 8 hours ahead of what I'm looking for. Keep ahead, keep some space in between. Some call it wonder, but some call it me. There's no number to where I'm going this time. Cause I'm wandering around this big old world. Yeah, I'm wandering. Try to catch this shadow. I went looking and I mistook him. whirlwind of desire. But he was just looking for an ordinary girl.
I'm getting eaten alive by my headphones. It's like a boa constrictor. All right. We're going to do another newish song. I wrote this song with a great group of folks in Nashville I hang out with. They do a songwriters collective, and we give each other writing assignments and force each other to do things you wouldn't normally want to do musically, maybe. But they had written a song for me called She's Always Leaving, because I was always coming in and out of town. So I wrote a response song for them called I'm Taking the Long Way Home.
Can't be there when you want me.
but I'm taking the long way home. But I'm taking the long way home back to you. Back to you. Back to you.
Sweet. That was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh, thanks.
Is that something from the new?
That is going to be on the new, yes. Yep.
Excellent. What do you think? Names, titles, any ideas in that realm yet?
Yeah, the record's going to be called Wandering. All these songs were songs like that first song, Wandering, I wrote while I was living in Korea. And they're all songs I wrote in various places. So.
Oh, cool. A traveling album, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've come home to write it.
I've come home to finish it, yeah. And there are going to be two songs that I've written since I've been here that will be on there, too. So.
Oh, cool. I look forward to hearing them, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Tonight. Excellent. Once again, in our studio tonight, you are listening to Shanna Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They're not going to come up with a band name.
I keep trying, Underwood Trio. And it gets like, it just... Nothing sticks, and it's different. I have a different incarnation for different bands. Like Devin, the cello player, and I do a lot of duo stuff together up the coast at like Samoset Resort and things like that. And then
where you're playing at Samoset really soon,
next weekend,
the whole weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we do double headers every time we're up there. It's Friday and Saturday. We'll be there the second and the fourth weekends in April, and then hopefully over the summer we're going to be there every Sunday and Monday the whole summer.
Oh, cool. And then tomorrow you're playing.
Tomorrow we're at Local Buzz in Cape Elizabeth with these two guys, and my brother's playing guitar, and it's...
Kirk is coming in?
Yeah, Kirk's playing guitar.
Sweet.
That's the other... So the two different incarnations of the band. We have the kind of the stand-up and the cello, and then I also do kind of a more country rock thing with Kirk on lead guitar and Adam Barber from the Cosmic Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
So it depends on the venue and who's available and what we're doing. But
what you can do. Got it. Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of exciting things and keeping your hands kind of all over.
Yeah, trying to.
Sweet. So you know that you kind of walked in here, and WMPG is abuzz with people and energy because it's our begathon.
And sandwiches. Yes.
And sandwiches. I know. If you are hungry out there, I am putting out this call to you to come feed yourself, not just through... You know, your radio and your listening ears, but come feed your belly. You could come right down to 92 Bedford Street right now. You can put a little donation in our bucket as a thank you for all the hard work we do, all the equipment we buy, all the machinery
There's
that makes this happen, and feed yourself with some great sandwiches tonight. You can listen to this band live in the studio, you know, in our little outskirts, in our hallways, mm-hmm. or in our... I don't know, the front office, as you may. It's small, but it's cozy.
There's a little corner in here that's free.
You can sit in my guitar case. It's like it's pink velvet
plush.
Lined.
Here it is. For your pledge right now, you could drive down to the studio for your $50 pledge. You can sit in the corner of the room inside the studio with Shanna Underwood and her beautiful, handsome men and their cellos and fiddles. It could be very fiddliciously.
That's right.
That's
and
quite an incentive.
You can feed
right
your stomach, listen to great music. It'd be the most intimate concert you ever heard because there's still a good solid hour and 5, 6, 7 minutes
it's
left.
It's already hot in here, I'm telling you.
And you can have the best concert of your life. So I'm putting that out. There are t-shirts also available in that deal. So there it is. Your $50 pledge brings you right here into the studio to have an intimate affair with Shanna. Well, an intimate musical affair with Shanna Underwood. And you can have a bear of a t-shirt. WMPG came out with this fresh, beautiful new design that Esh did. And it's got the bear and the whole radio.
Is that a onesie hanging from the...
There's a little onesie, too. And it says WMPG. I wish they were around when...
I know, really.
My guys were in onesies, but they're all big now. 10 and 12 and...
Aww.
And so, moving and grooving in big hoodie sweatshirts now.
Yeah. We've got some of those too.
But you know what? There's also other concerts. I mean, if you can't drive in to this intimate affair that I'm offering, you could go see Jeffrey Folcott. Have you ever seen him?
I have not. But
Jeffrey Folcott is amazing.
Yeah.
You've seen him before? Or you've heard of his music?
I've listened to him.
He's got this unique style. And he's playing at the Oak and the Axe
yeah,
with Dana Gross. And that's happening April 17th.
That's right.
And
$50
we have tickets for that same $50 pledge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not as intimate. Well, it is pretty intimate at Biddeford's Oak and the Axe. It's a beautiful venue. It's a heck of a spot. And you can see a Maine musician. And I believe Jeffrey's maybe New York or something. I'm not sure where he's coming from this time. But all I know is I saw him at One Longfellow Square and he blew me away with his music. Yes, he is. Fabulous. So there it is.
So,
two different offerings. But
that's right.
Do your part. I know we all have change lying around. We got our fives, tens. You look behind couches and you just find it. And WMPG asks twice a year for you as our listeners to do your part, dig hard, and pick up the phone. The number to call is?
Is 874-3000. Or you can go to WMPG.org and make a donation there. You know what I like?
Two ways to do it.
There are. And I saw yesterday, maybe, and I heard while I was listening, but if you go on WMPG, you can become a sustainer donor. And so every month, you just automatic donation every month.
Like easy pass.
So that's right.
Oh, it's the easy pass to WMPG.
That's great.
Excellent. He's not just tall and handsome. He's got brains, too. I like the way you think Keith Richard look alike. So there it is. You can make a sustainable donation to WMPG. You can come down to the station and hang out with us while we do WMPG's locomotives tonight. Or you could just pick up the phone, 874-3000. We've got folks that are hanging out ready to, you know, handle that call. They want to hear you on the other end, and they want to say, hey, what can we offer you beyond the music? We've got fabulous CDs, millions of concerts that are happening, great T-shirts, and this great bike messenger bag that I love. And these things are all available as a thank you just for doing your job, picking up the phone, 874-3000. Did I say 874-3000? I'm going to say it one more time. Pick up the phone, call 874-3000, and then we can get back to the great local music that's happening right here in the studio.
Well.
So when someone comes back.
Someone's going to come back
and tell us that somebody called. Make your pledge.
No, we're not going to make them wait for the next phone call, because I'm sure the phone call is happening right now. But I think we should just go ahead and play another song. Joshua Lovejoy
believes in the love that you have for locomotives and for WMPG. So we're knowing right now in our hearts that you are picking up the phone and you're dialing 874-3000. You're doing your job. We will do our job here at Locomotives. And that's to provide you with great local music. Tonight's guest, once again, Shanna Underwood.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it says a lot that on a Friday night, which is like prime time listening hours, that that WMPG is committed to showcasing local music.
It's pretty cool. It is.
We're gonna do a song that was not so local, little Mexican influence. So I gotta get this boa constrictor off my head, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Follow the road, don't look to the side. Watch all the people as they walk on by. safe and only yours at night. I looked to the side and I saw something in your eyes. Red dust and headlights on an empty road. Flicker of a neon sign. Motor radio and the bus broke down. And the time moves slow. I looked to the side and I saw comfort in your eyes. Move a little closer, watch the stars go by. Heartbeats count the minutes on red dirt time. Too late to turn around, too soon to see the hand of the line. All roads lead to somewhere when you're looking just too fine. You're looking just too fine.
Shan Underwood, live in the WMPG studio. You are listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. My name is Josh. Michelle's around here somewhere.
Hey.
Oh, there she
Man
is.
Man in the phones.
I was just finding out about the Bob Dylan tickets.
Oh, Bob Dylan tickets, you say?
Yeah, we got Bob Dylan tickets.
It is Spring Begathon time. 874-3000, if you're feeling generous and would like to help live local music stay on the air. And in return,
I could tell you right now, I'm going to give you the quick rundown of amazing tickets out there.
Can I just tell you the one I'm most excited about?
Well,
for one thing, we've got tickets to the Mallet Brothers Band CD release. That's exciting. on the local level.
They were great guests. I had a good time with those guys.
They were. But personally, the one I'm most excited about, Living Color at the Asylum, doing their whole first album in its entirety. And I just found out, looking at this sheet, 6 Gig is opening for them. So for
Josh,
me,
is going to relive the 90s.
Very exciting.
That's awesome.
Sweet. And you can get the lead out. It's the American Led Zeppelin band at the Asylum. Everyone needs a little lead in their life. You know, Mason Jennings, big name, May 10th.
Where's your lick there?
The Asylum. We've got, Rob Zombie.
What?
Woo! Featuring Rob Zombie. Finger Death Punch.
The Mayhem Festival?
It's like, that's serious mayhem. That's got to be in Bangor, and it is, at the Darling Waterfront Pavilion down in July. Bob Dylan, of course, is April 10th. That's soon. And Bob Dylan's coming to the Dirty Lou.
Yep.
Bob Dylan in Lewiston.
So all kinds of things for your
James
for your
McCartney
donation.
Brown Bird CD. Josh Ritter and the Felice Brothers. If anybody knows, the Felice Brothers are fun. They are a good band. Do you know the Felice Brothers?
No, I don't.
Well, you should. This is your chance, everyone, to go
find. I'm too
busy
reliving the 90s.
You are reliving the 90s.
Or the late 80s.
Well, you can check out the Felice Brothers with Josh Ritter at the State Theater May 7th. We have a lot of tickets available. Just call 874-3000. We're looking for that first pledge of Local Motives. People say that Local Motives gets no pledges, but everybody loves Local Motives, and all you hear about is how much love.
Did you hear that, Mom?
Nobody pledges Local Motives. We are here tonight to prove you wrong. We brought the heavy guns in. We
got
Shanna Underwood and her tall giant Keith Richards look. And that incredible cello fiddle. I don't even know what to call it. I guess
it's a kalela.
And
we got a little kalela in the house. This is good stuff. 874-3000. Once again, I'm putting it out there. You can come in to the studio and sit and listen to these guys right while they play in this tiny, sweaty studio. I know it sounds crazy,
right,
but it could be the best experience.
I love
it. It is
stations.
So fun in there.
Sights,
come in
sounds,
and
smells.
Yep.
Three S's.
It's everything right here on Local Motives, live in our studios. We've been doing this a long time, Local Motives. How long has Local Motives been on the air?
Somewhere around the 25 years or so.
I know Jan's, she's in the back doing something. We're going to bring her back on the air to tell us about
Jan,
the beginning.
Back for more Local Motives?
Jan, back for more. That's like a beatific thing. So later in the show, we're going to have this improv musical poetry thing that's going to happen for your pledge.
All right.
You make a pledge and we will make it up on the spot and have poetic journeys.
Can it have cello accompaniment?
I want everything in it.
No, save it for later.
We
save
want it,
for it
all,
later.
But that's later. That's when we get those pledges. If we get at least two pledges, I will read a poem that I just wrote, and these guys will play music, and we'll synchronize it all together to make this one crazy spiritual journey for you.
Okay.
That's the promise. But right now,
in the meantime,
let's go back to the spiritual journeys of the wandering Shannon Underwood. Shannon, where have you? You've wandered everywhere. You've been to Mexico, Kenya?
No.
Maybe? No Kenya.
No Africa at all. Mostly, primarily in Asia. I mean, I spent about 4 years teaching in Asia in various places. I was in, first. The first time I went was while I was still in college. I went to teach in Thailand. And then I came back, and I had this desperate urge to go to Nepal, which I don't know where that came from, but it took me about 2 years to save the money to go there.
And how was the experience?
It was fantastic.
Shannon,
love it.
Have you ever tried yak butter?
I've had yak butter tea. Yeah, I have. Well, when I was in Mongolia, that's all we ate for like 3 weeks was like yak stew.
Oh, can I hear the song about that?
No, I don't have any yak stew songs.
Oh.
What's yak butter like?
I don't know.
Give me a musical interpretation of yak butter.
That's what everyone sounded like the next morning.
All right, you heard it live on WMPG. The sounds
it's the woes of
yak,
of travel, you know.
Butter.
They put that on popcorn.
Yak butter popcorn. I got your yak butter popcorn. Take us back. Right. Bring
okay,
us back.
We're gonna do something. We'll do something. I wanted to do something, but I'm not sure that Drew knows it.
What is it?
But you want to just, this is the spirit of creativity, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I think
definitely.
You played it maybe once, but it's all dissonant that way. It works. It's okay.
All right. You're tuned in to WMPG 90.9, 104.1, and WMPG.org for
awesome.
You on the internet. Live in the studio with Shanna Underwood.
Yeah, thank you. I did want to mention I have some regular gigs that I do around town. Thanks to Michelle, I am at the Dogfish every first Thursday
Woo!
With various people. And I host a songwriters round at Blue every third Friday at 6 o'clock. And I bring two different songwriters with me. We do a Nashville style in the round and have a good time. This time it's April 19th, and it'll be with Doug Cowan from Bully Club and Welterweight, and Sam Anderson, who's an old friend of mine from the Maine songwriters days. I'm going to do a brand new song for you.
And for me.
And for Drew, yeah. That's what the pros are for.
If I could, you know I would catch a raindrop just for you. If I could, I'd stop all time and spend it all with you. If I could travel that far, you know I'd catch a star and bring it. Into a song, just so everyone I know could sing along. I could be a willow tree, you can be a shining stone, one that I could. Just to see you smile, even for a little while, I'd play the clown. Tell you stories, take your worries away. Take my hand, we can understand what it just so everyone shining stone, one that I could hold. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
We're kind of mellow tonight, but I think I'm going to stay there. There's one song I love. I didn't write this song. My friend Kathy Hussey wrote this song. She's a great Nashville songwriter. And I like to do it when I have these two guys together, because this is a good fit for this song, so we might as well do it.
It's fun when you have the ability, you know, when you have different instrumentation and different styles.
Yeah.
Suit the song.
Yeah.
It's good.
Play different stuff. But I love this song.
Silence of the phone, the thundering of one heart alone, the story that you long to share, and the laugh that isn't there, the song that always makes
You were right. That song is freaking beautiful. They're all so heartfelt, and you have the most seasoned, beautiful voice. Like, you just were born doing this, right? That's what it sounds like, from my perspective.
Yeah, you know what I've been joking about lately? I was thinking about it, remembering, like, because people ask me a lot, like, when did you start singing? And I always played, you know, like, in elementary school and fourth grade when they, like, you know, you pick your instrument. Like, I always played and sang in the chorus and stuff. But I think what really, like, made music stick with me was when it was my turn to do the dishes. And we had a cassette player next to the sink. And I sang a lot, the two cassette tapes I had. And it's almost, one of them's embarrassing a little bit. But the other one I still love. But the two cassette tapes that I sang to over and over again while I did the dishes was Cher's Heart of Stone and Bonnie Raitt's Luck of the Draw.
Oh, I love
that. There's no need to be embarrassed by Bonnie Raitt.
And Cher, let me just say, Cher's a rite of passage for many young girls.
I love to go to the gay bar and do some Cher karaoke. That's like that's some good times right there.
Nice. So you guys are tuned into WMPG. This is your local community people powered radio station. You're listening to our fantabulous vocalist and our guests this evening, Shanna Underwood. Woo-hoo. And her trio.
Yeah.
And we are so lucky to have you in here. I know you're playing all over town, but, you know, it's hard for us moms to get out. So this
so
is
can
a real
sit
treat.
At home, listen, yeah. Have the kids are dancing around.
Definitely, definitely. I got one in the studio. We have an exchange student living with us from Cordoba, Spain. And he's not taking the total intimate experience with you inside the
He's not
the
sitting
sweat
in
lodge.
The guitar case. You can.
No.
You can sit in the guitar case.
But he's hanging out back here, eating some of that fine food that we talked about earlier that is right here for anybody who's in need of a little quick bite before they head downtown to see some more local music.
Yep, yeah, we've got some sandwiches from Sea Dog Brewing Company.
Oh, is that where they're from?
Yeah,
Antonio,
yeah.
Pretty good?
They are pretty good.
Yep, you see? You heard it right from Cordoba, Spain. We're still in wandering mode, in
Yay.
Tradition with Shanna's theme tonight. He's digging the food. You can be too. Make your pledge or just come down and say hey. I mean, there's no pressure here. It's whatever. When we say it's pledge dive, and granted we're begging because we want you to believe in local motives like we do, but maybe you're... pledge can only be $5. Whatever you can afford. There's a little something here for everybody. And WMPG continues to give back time and time again. We are always going to be here playing music for you, whether it's local live bands like Shanna Underwood tonight or, you know, public affairs shows or your jazz, your blues stretch. We've got it all. Reggae, hip-hop.
Your ska show coming up at 9 o'clock.
Ska at 9. That's mm-hmm. right. Rob's a monster.
That's right.
Of the ska. We have it all. That's all
so,
I'm saying. Even
right.
Russian music I heard today. Arturo.
All kinds of
Russian
things.
Show. So anyway, support community radio. We will continue to support you. Pick up the phone, 874-3000. I'm still waiting for one person to do it. Because then we could do some poetry tonight, but maybe it won't happen. 874-3000. I'm putting it out there to you. 874-3000. I know you can find that pocket change. And I don't know why you wouldn't want one of these very cool, cool WMPG t-shirts, because every single pledge drive, they make a new one, and you should collect them all.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Common Ground Fair or something. Yeah.
It is. It is just like the Common Ground Fair.
Only it's on your body.
Well, they have their different t-shirts
right.
every year.
Except we're local. We're even closer. We're right here in Portland at 92 Bedford Street, 874-3000. Just a phone call away. Do your part. I know you listen all the time. I know folks listen to Local Motives because we can tell. We have those kind of figures.
That's right.
And I know you're listening. And now's your chance to say, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to support you. We believe in local music, and we love live local music on our favorite radio station. 874-3000 is your ticket. I would like to hear some more music from the very talented musicians in
That's
the house.
Right.
It's not just Shanna. I
right.
mean,
it's all
kinds. It's the whole thing. It's that, like, that deep coming in and that, like, wah. I love the whole sound. You have a great sound. I love the songs that you put up on your website, too. I've been kind of throwing them people's way every now and then. Like, what is it, This Town?
So, we could do There Was a Town.
There Was a Town.
We could do that, yeah.
That one I really like.
Yeah, we could do
I mean,
do
they
that.
All make you think, and they're all like,
yay!
Oh.
See, I like
and
to hear that.
Poetic lyrics.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm so drawn to it. That's why I've been thinking poetry since I walked in today. But, yeah, I'd love to hear that one live.
You know what the funniest request I've had recently, though? This is when we were at Run of the Mill. And we'll be at Run of the Mill again in June in Saco. But
oh, nice.
This woman came up. She literally asked me if we could do Girls Just Want to Have Fun. She's like, you could do it country.
Nice.
I, like, no, I guess I suppose.
She knew you. She knew that you were listening to that too on your cassette
that's
while
right.
doing dishes.
With the blue streak in my hair.
Yeah.
And the bright colored
Quest.
Tights.
Quest.
Isn't that the article? Isn't that the cover of the Phoenix this week? The hazards of taking live requests at gigs.
Right.
Dave Rowe got punched in the face for not fulfilling a request.
Really?
What was it, last week or two? Yeah, at Volfini. Somebody asked him to a request, and I don't know if he didn't do it or if he didn't do it. It was something he really didn't want to play, so he politely just kind of put it off, and the guy punched him.
So this is the safe
ridiculous.
Way of hearing your favorite band. You get to hear them live.
We're protected in the studio. You guys stay out there.
If you're digging it,
unless you're bringing
give us a
coffee
call.
And hugs, then you can come in. But otherwise, we're protected behind the glass.
I still
that's
think
right. Come down with your hugs.
My favorite quote ever was someone said, "Now, is that just a regular song, or is that one you guys made up?"
It's one of them regular songs.
Is that a real song?
Is that
a real song, or is that?
Yeah.
All right,
we're
one more
do,
time.
We're
friends.
Gonna do a real song that we made up. That's
right.
What.
Awesome. Bring it on right here on WMVG. It's Local Motives with Shanna Underwood.
Woo!
There was a town. Started small, smelled like salt water and smoke in the fall. Folks move around, and now it's grown. They were lying when they said that you can't go home. You can never go home. You can love a town, what you want it to be. A little happiness. There was a boy, he was kind and strong. In a young girl's eyes, he could do no wrong. Folks move around, now she's gone. Left for school, but this is still the only town he's known. Old mills and stone. You can't love a man for what you want him to be. You gotta love that man for what he is. And find a little happiness. Move around, learn a thing or two, start to wonder about what they thought was true, what they thought was true. Thank you. my home. Smell like salt water and smoke in the fall. Folks move around. Now it's grown. There were line when they said that you can't go home. You can never go home.
Woohoo!
See, the cello is a giant fiddle.
It really is.
Fiddle's a small cello, actually. I thought a viola was a small cello.
That's true.
But it just sounds so hauntingly good.
It is. It's awesome.
That boy has talent.
Sure does. And Amanda knows it, too.
Amanda in Portland does know.
Because she picked
Amanda.
Up her phone at 874-3000.
Wow, awesome.
She dialed those very numbers, 874-3000. Yes, in that order. I could do it slow, so maybe someone will follow. 874-3000. She did it. Amanda called just to say that you guys are absolutely amazing.
Woo.
It's all in capital letters. She must have been very excited. And she knows it. It's true. The belief in live, incredible music. There is such an abundance here in Portland, and we are so lucky that these great, talented musicians like Shanna Underwood here comes into the studio live and performs on a Friday night for all of our listeners out there, and we are reaching far and wide. I want to know who's listening on the outskirts of Portland that's just really digging and grooving this right now. If you are, pick up the phone at 874-3000. Let us know. Then I could read my poem. I just need that last one. That makes two. We are halfway to that goal. I've got 20 minutes to make it happen.
Can I do your part. Can I read something for the halfway goal?
Oh, yes, you can.
This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And wait, I'm not done. I'm going to read more.
Oh, do it.
I'm going to read about the weather. A weather song?
We need a little bass action for that beautiful weather out there.
Oh, my. Well, now I feel like I feel like you should just read your poem, then. If they're going to be playing. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny, highs near 43, with increasing clouds and lows around 28 in the evening. Sunday, 30% chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy, highs near 53. And,
eight.
Yeah, lows
seven,
around 36.
3,000.
874-3,000.
874-3,000. Pick up the phone right now. Call. Make that pledge. They're going to come back here. They're going to say, Michelle, they have made that pledge. They believe in the power of community radio. They believe in local motives. And they want to hear your poem, The Belly of the Fire, with Shanna Underwood. Because with
that sounds about right.
It does. With those sounds that can just emulate from that studio, that is the belly of the fire. So do your part, my friends. Pick up the phone. One more person calls and we're there. Otherwise, we're bringing it right back now to Shanna Underwood.
So just real quick before you guys start playing again.
Yeah.
If I may.
I know we haven't chatted about
I know,
world.
Right?
Sorry.
So before the show, though, you were saying that you're going into record a new album.
We are starting next Monday. So we've got some new songs. We've got some songs I wrote. My last record was just released in 2011, so it's not that old. But these are songs that I wrote since then.
Sold out, you said.
That's magical, really.
Yeah, I mean, not that there was millions of copies or anything, but I don't have any copies in my possession.
That's awesome.
Sold out.
20 copies on CD Baby.
On CDBaby.com.
So CDBaby.com, or you can go to iTunes and you can get it digitally.
You can download it from CD Baby, too. They do digital, too.
Oh, really?
And I get a better cut from CD
Baby. Oh, go to CD Baby. I didn't know that.
They purposely do a better cut than anyone else.
Well, then don't think twice.
Yeah.
It's all right to go to cdbaby.com and get the first
album.
Everyone
and all Maine, like everyone I know in Maine has their record on CD Baby. So you could just like type in Maine and get like probably
everybody. That's awesome.
That you've ever wanted to hear. And speaking of Maine musicians who don't live in Maine anymore, but who are back this weekend, Chicky Stoltz is in town and he's playing at Ruski's tonight.
Oh, cool.
People should go down and say hi to him.
A whole band?
He's got Tom Whitehead playing, I think, accordion and some slide guitar. And he's got Noah Barnes, who's a guy from Rockland who's a harmonica player, also a great musician. But they're just going to be jamming out at Ruski's tonight.
Oh, sweet. That is definitely worth going by and checking out. A rarity nowadays.
Yeah.
So what else? What else you guys got in store?
We're playing tomorrow night, right?
Yep. We're playing tomorrow night at Local Buzz. Yeah.
And that's right down Cape Elizabeth
Ocean House Road. It's in the same plaza as the IGA. But it's a great wine bar. They have great stuff. They have good food. And like just, I play there once a month. We love it. But
so it's not just a coffee shop.
It's not just a coffee shop.
I like the scallops.
Yeah, they have some good scallops.
Also, we're talking food, wine, and live music.
And art tomorrow. It's an art opening for my friend Amy Arsenal. It's her art opening. So we're having it's going to be huge.
We're talking art, wine, scallops.
And live music.
Couches.
It's a win-win.
Couches. Comfortable couches. Yeah,
all right. So head on down and you can see these guys live in person.
We promise to dress up.
Cheap gas.
Cheap, that's right. There's those two cheap gas stations right next to the plaza, too.
Cheap gas.
So if you need...
It is a win-win.
It is.
There's always a parking spot. Yep. Devin and I are
Do your part.
Yep.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call here at the station and you can continue to see live music all month, all next month. Do you know how many tickets we have? So many, we can't even talk about it. Everything from Bob Dylan to... Josh Ritter and the Felice Brothers, and everything in between. 874-3000. Now I'm bringing it back to Shanna Underwood, who's going to play some more stuff. Maybe...
Let's do something smoky.
Something smoky.
Maybe we'll do something... You know, I do a lot of old country stuff, so do you want to do...
Yeah, we got like 22 minutes left of the show, and if somebody calls, maybe an improv musical poetic moment. Who knows?
So we'll do one of the oldest songs we do. I don't really know.
It's a traditional.
Yeah, I don't think I've talked to a lot of people who know a lot about music, much more than
me.
He's the closest to giving me a definitive answer, and he actually even said he doesn't know where it's from.
Oh, wow.
But
well, if you know where it's from, our listeners, give us a call 874-3000 and just tell us where it's from.
I'm only going. Oh, Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'm only going over in the sky tonight. She's burning up. She must know your touch. Keeps a distance, keeps an even pace. When the moon is full, even she can feel that pull. Will you hold me just like an old friend all through the night? All through the night. Come on, hold me just like an old friend all through the night. All through the night. Earth is turning, help me slow it down. Only make demands, cause I know you can. I don't mean to ask that much from you, and I don't mean to, but I'm sure I do.
Shanna Underwood live on Local Motives right here at WMPG, your community radio station. Josh Lovejoy. To my left, I'm Michelle Arcand. Just Yay. Saying, hey, how's everybody doing out there? I hope you're enjoying a fabulous Friday night. The music sounds great. The mix has been awesome.
Yay.
So
we're loving that. Happens.
Thank you very much.
Nice
to
yeah, it is great. You guys... It's as if you play all the time, every day together. So I don't know about this. Well, sometimes he shows up and he shows up because it's really beautiful.
I actually don't play this instrument.
Just found it.
No.
Said, wow, it kind of suits me. It's
he's
tall.
He's usually an electric bass player. And one of my favorite Drew stories is the play, and I think, was it, I don't know if it was in Hollowell, or when the ladies, they come up like they're going to ask for a request, and they come up and ask him if he's married. But
really?
Once in a while, yeah.
Drew, you're living
married,
the life.
I am married. I'm happily married, yes. It's an easy answer, and I have a wedding band on. But, people come out and they're waiting for a request. They're like, hey, are you single? No.
Are you married?
Nice. So what was that track called?
That's called Venus, and that is on my last record. And I got a great songwriter, guitar player, a good friend of mine who is one of my favorite musicians in Nashville. His name's Kevin Gordon, but he did the guitar track for that song on the record, and I love it. But Kevin Gordon's fantastic. I think everyone should.
Well, that song should be on that show, Nashville. That TV show. I can imagine the duet singing it.
Yeah.
The Scarlet, whatever.
I haven't
character.
Watched that show yet. I don't have a TV. But the other thing is,
it's on the computer. I watch it on
radio,
whatever it is,
right.
Hulu.
I feel like I would get like all bent out of shape if I watched it, though. Honestly,
probably. There's a lot to get bent out of shape about it, but there is some fabulous music.
Yeah. Although my favorite show ever that I'm so sad I'm almost done watching season 3 is Tremé. Which is the HBO
That's
show
great,
about,
yeah.
Oh God, the music in it is fantastic. The show is great. I'm so sad I'm almost done. That's the only TV show I watch.
Nice. Well, I've only just discovered that I have a computer so I can watch things through Netflix or Hulu. And I discovered Nashville because I always discover the shows through music.
Right.
I'll see something, I'll be like, where's that from? And then I say, well, I've got to watch that. So now I'll check out this Tremaine.
And apparently, like, a club that was in my neighborhood is featured in the show a lot. And I'm like, oh, I'll be sad and angry if I watch this.
But there is some great music in it by this duo.
Okay.
Scarlet. And you can even YouTube it.
Okay.
You just put the show in, and then it comes up, and they're good. And that song that you just sang
would be
great on there.
We'll get this song to them.
Let's get that song on the show. That's how good you guys are. You're sounding so fabulous. The trio is meant to be trio-ing.
Yes.
That's all I got to say, and I can't wait to hear more of it tomorrow night. Of course, you're going to be at Local Buzz.
Yeah.
And then next weekend, you got your whole weekend thing at the
Samoset in Rockport.
In Rockport.
And then on the 19th, April 19th, I'll have my songwriters round at Blue at 6, and then we're at Andy's Old Port at 9.
All right. Music, 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 and then back at Dogfish first Thursday in May.
Yes, exactly.
So right now is my last begging moment with, our 10 minutes, we want to hear more music. But I am imploring you, our dear listeners, to please pick up the phone now and call 874-3000 and just believe in local music, support it right here at WMPG. We try to be as diverse as we possibly can. We're giving you music from all over the globe. We bring in live bands as much as possible and public affairs shows. We're doing it all. And the best part about becoming a WMPG donor by supporting us is that you then become a WMPG member, because everybody is a member and every voice is heard, respected, and taken into consideration. You become a member, you can become on the board and help make decisions, design the next T-shirt, do whatever it is that you want to do. Support us. That's all I'm saying, I guess. That's the bottom line. They call it begathon because we're supposed to beg. This is the best I could do. But I know that if we get one more caller, it sure would be fun to do a poem improvisationally. I mean, I might be convinced otherwise, but I'd really love that phone to ring just one time with one pledge. 874-3000. Do what you can for us, people. We appreciate it. There's a lot more music and a new album on the rise from Shanna Underwood.
Ooh, hopefully.
874-3000. Oh, no, it's happening.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
They're going to wander into it, and hopefully they find their way out on the other side.
We hope so. It's like herding cats, though, trying to get all these different musicians together. What?
Did I hear the call
that's
that
like
we got?
Jazz
call?
Yeah, right? Like herding the cats, man.
All right, we do have the pledge, but I say you play a song first.
What's our time like?
We got 8 minutes.
Okay.
We got two songs.
Two songs,
maybe,
okay.
Do you want to play your song first, or you could play two songs?
You can do whatever you want, really. I'm just a guest. What are you thinking? Do you want improv and then you end?
Yeah, let's do improv.
Let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, get that cello just humming.
Little
fiddle. Let's get some guitar.
Oh, yeah.
This is me. This is my voice. I just wrote this poem. And, you know, my husband might be appalled that I'm about to read it live on the radio, but...
Is that him behind you?
That is him behind me. But heck, he survived that. I've made it through a school board budget meeting and somehow the news put me on television because of it.
Yeah.
If he can survive that, he could survive anything. Here it is, the belly of the fire. The future is still unwritten as I quietly search for the language to free my ballad from these dry lips which begin to part past the eyes that try to surmise my being. So I turn that stare to the air as I sense an older spirit revived as if back from the grave to protect me. But why? From whom? I came here to greet you with open heart, to give up of myself to you, my desires, my wants, my very needs. Do you hear me? I said you can take my voice, my very body if you must, but I am still I. Floating eternal lullabies through whispering winds until we are one sound united, free of the burdens that bind us in this life. Purity falls from the sky to cleanse and guide my tomorrows to come. The bell sounds ancient wisdoms that translate through me. Breathe through me, in and out. In, out, so I dance, entranced by the sound the drums begin to pounce, bouncing through my being, bringing each cell to life, awakening my spirit to move beyond all confinement, bringing every morsel of my being to the fire, continuing to feed my demons until they are full. So full they can't even take another bite, another swallow. I have become the belly of the fire, swirling like mad, uncontrollably spinning insane circles, blind, barely breathing. The earth takes hold of me, grounding me, and I am not afraid. I do not feel abandoned. In fact, I am freer than I've ever been before. While the drums bang on and on and on, and the cello goes in and out and on and on, I return, busted and bruised to my inner core. I return in such great pain that it has consumed my very leg as its offering. So tell me this, what funky ills have come to haunt this voiceless body that the wind refused to heal? Speak up, you are not too loud in here. Sing on, dance on, breathe in, breathe out. The wind will howl and cry. Find your root to set you free. After all, it is you have been waiting for. Did you hear me? I said it was you. Are you awake? Shed dreams from your eyes because I am awake. Awake to meet the sound of the sun rising over a thousand moons that cooed even the most restless souls on a starless night to guide their way. I see you. I hear you in the distance, dancing a bright beacon of light, a harmonious hum of sound, a vision of pure beauty, and I surrender myself. I surrender myself to you. The belly of the fire.
That's pretty sweet. That's
awesome. Well, that was pretty crazy.
And nobody was expecting that tonight.
Nobody. All right.
What
Robert,
you got there?
Thank you for being there. Thank you for being where you are too, Robert.
Yeah.
It was great. That was the belly of the fire with Shanna.
Woo.
Underwood and the trio.
Yeah, this is, we got Drew and Devin here.
That is true. Drew was mighty. Devin was like, whew. So what do you think? That was kind of fun. Thank you guys.
That was fun.
Go out on
nothing like
on one last song here.
Crazy
yeah,
moment. We'll go out
yeah.
on one last song.
So people can check you out online at Reverb Nation, the best place?
Yeah, Reverb Nation's probably the best. I keep that updated. It has all the dates and it has music and videos and
right, you can
stuff.
Hear the whole
yeah.
yeah. And we have a Facebook music page, which is just Shanna Underwood Music at Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's always, you know, Facebook is Facebook. Hey,
that's
we're playing
right.
here tonight.
Yep.
But it's great because it can just connect you to everything
right.
that's happening quickly. And remember the live show tomorrow night, the Local Buzz in Cape Elizabeth. Or you can head on up to Rockport Friday and Saturday next week
yeah.
at the Samoset Resort. Or locally, they got Port City Blue April 19th. That's the quick April schedule. And then Dogfish
yeah.
first Thursday yeah. in May.